today I was talking really about my own experiences working in the digital marketing industry since when I started in late 1996 to this day, and how the industry itself's evolved, how the structure of creative agencies has evolved, and the channels and techniques that we use within it has changed as well, become more professional.
People who've worked in marketing or indeed PR in years gone by will be perhaps surprised to hear that now you say the business is digital, the future is definitely digital.
I think that's something a lot of people struggled with. I've never worked in a side of the industry that wasn't digital, so for me it's always been something I've been passionate about and believed in. I think it was very interesting when the dot-com crash happened that a lot of people sort of jumped out, and those of us who were still in it are still in it to this day and love doing it. But I think, yes, traditional media, PR, marketing, advertising, fought for a long time with the idea that things were going digital and how do they cope with that. But now I think everyone pretty much assumes that's the way, for better or for worse, depending on who you speak to. But digital has won the day, I believe.
And we talk, of course, about it being a young person's medium, but increasingly lots of older people as well are getting involved.
Yeah, I think so. I think it depends on which sort of sector you look at in terms of what tools are people using. But yeah, I don't think anymore it's true that it's a young person's game. All ages are working in digital and using digital, be that the internet, be it mobile phones, whatever it might be. It's true there are certain things that young people use more. I don't think you see many sort of 60-year-olds on Bebo, for example, but then there are places where, you know, teenagers don't go and so on and so forth. I think what's more interesting is not that we're all using digital. I think that's just accepting the way it is. But I think what's more interesting is the way that we're now seeing evolutions in the tools we use. So those of us who've grown up with it are used to using email, for example, whereas a younger generation, certainly those kids who've grown up with the internet, now find email to be a little bit protracted, whereas we saw it as instantaneous. They're much more likely to use something that people respond to in real time. And it's those little evolutions within it that I think are quite interesting.
As you say, the whole business evolves. Where will we be in 5-10 years' time, do you think?
I think that's hard to predict that far ahead. I mean, 10 years certainly, but 5 years even more so. I think as a rule of thumb, for me it's going to get a lot more mobile. I think mobile devices, be they phone sized or be they perhaps a little bit bigger, I think the way we consume things will be more mobile and be more about as and when and where you are, rather than having to wait for an environment in which you're sort of static. I also think that perhaps things that we thought might die out, like television, won't cease to exist, and in fact will probably have a resurgence, not necessarily being structured in the way that TV has up to this day, but will evolve with it. But we'll still enjoy that experience, but we'll just experience it in slightly different ways.
Is it a good time for students to be graduating and getting into the industry?
Yeah, I think so. I think the good thing is that if you're interested in digital, whatever that might be, the fact that it touches on everything, whereas before, perhaps 10 years ago, you were looking at, well, I'm going to work in websites or whatever that might be. But now, as we say, digital is everything and everywhere. So I think if you're that way inclined as to look towards digital media, whatever that might be, it's a very good time to be graduating with skills in that